Hi, good morning, everyone. Thanks for attending our session this morning. Today I'm going to present an analysis I did as a fellow with the Division of Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Obesity. And this analysis is going to look at child care provider support for breastfeeding and its association with breastfeeding duration. And at times in this presentation, I'll refer to child care providers as CCP. And I do not have any financial relationships to disclose. So the benefits of breastfeeding are well known, and a 2007 Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality review concluded that breastfeeding reduces the risk of many diseases, both chronic and infectious diseases. And to just name a few, we see their asthma by 40%, type 2 diabetes by 39%, and most notably, and a hot topic recently, obesity by 24%. And although we know the importance of breastfeeding for the mother and baby, there are still several barriers that exist that make breastfeeding difficult for the mothers. And I won't go through all this, all the barriers here on this slide, but I do want to point out the, as it relates to this study, the lack of employer support and job flexibility as a significant barrier to breastfeeding. And so with more mothers in the labor force, more children are attending some form of child care. And in 2008, about 71% of women with children were in the labor force. 12 million, or 61%, of the 19 million U.S. children 5 years of age and younger are in some form of child care. And preschool-age children average about 35 or more hours a week in child care settings. And despite the growing number of children in childcare, I found very few studies on childcare support and breastfeeding. There were three studies, two of which were cross-sectional, first by Dr. Lee in 05, that found breastfeeding rates were significantly lower among infants who attended childcare at 6 months, and in another study by Kim in 08 that found infants in childcare before 3 months were 42% less likely to have been breastfed. And then yet in another study by Benjamin in 09, compared with children who had no child care arrangement, children who attended child care were breastfed for shorter durations. And so in this next slide, we have the state and regional variation in infant feeding regulations in child care facilities. And in this study, they examined each state for the consistency for caring for our children, or CFOC national standards. And you see there, 11 states had language expressing support for breastfeeding in child care facilities, or had language expressing that they designated a place for the mother to breastfeed. And you can see that there are still very few states that have regulations in place for breastfeeding support at child care facilities. And we predominantly see regulations in the Northeast region, California in the West, but the Southern states and the Midwest region still looking for policies that will help support breastfeeding in child care facilities. So recognizing that there are very few studies, I looked at examining the impact of child care provider support for breastfeeding support on breastfeeding duration. Okay, it's working now. And so I used the Infant Feeding Practices Study 2, or IFPS2 for short. This is a large U.S. longitudinal study of mother-infant pairs. Approximately 4,900 pregnant women, 18 and up, participated. And there were questionnaires completed almost monthly from the third trimester through first year postpartum. And so the inclusion criteria for IFPS2 were that mothers 18 and up were recruited, singleton infants with a birth weight greater than or equal to 5 pounds, full-term or near-term infants, the mother and the infant had to be at a healthy birth, and the infant had no long-term medical condition that would affect the feeding. And so our outcome variables is breastfeeding duration. We dichotomized breastfeeding duration and compared the mothers who breastfed less than 12 months versus those mothers who breastfed greater than or equal to 12 months. And then in a secondary analysis, we looked at breastfeeding duration again as an outcome variable, but looking at mothers who breastfed less than 6 months versus those mothers who breastfed greater than or equal to 6 months. And in this presentation, I'll focus on the first analysis. And so our exposure variables consisted of five questions. At 3, 6, 9, and 12 months, mothers were asked about childcare support outside of their home. Mothers were asked, does your childcare provider feed a mother's pump breast milk to her baby? Does the childcare provider allow mothers to breastfeed at the childcare place before or after work? CCP, does they allow mothers to come in and breastfeed during their lunch or other breaks? Thaw and prepare bottles of pump milk if needed, or keep extra breast milk in a freezer for use if they run out during the day. We then created exposure variables in two ways. We first estimated the individual's CC support over time. So yes meant breastfeeding was supported by that childcare provider in at least one of the surveys. And then no meant breastfeeding was not supported by that childcare provider in any of the surveys. And then we created a composite percentage score for the cumulative breastfeeding support over time. So over the 3, 6, 9, and 12 months for examining the impact on breastfeeding duration for 12 months. And this percentage score was estimated as a frequency percentage that the childcare supported the breastfeeding items surveyed in the last slide. We then categorized those scores into low, medium, and high breastfeeding support. We included several covariates for both the mother and the child. For the mother, age, race, ethnicity, education, household income, marital status, breastfeeding attention, and then workplace support for breastfeeding. And then for the infant, the gender, WIC participation, parity, age when the mother returned to work, and then age when when the infants were first cared outside of their home. And we did not know the age when the child started childcare, so we had to make a proxy variable by calculating the age when the infant was first cared outside of their home. We conducted a bivariate analysis using chi-square to test the significance between frequencies, and then a t-test to test the significance between means. And we also applied multiple logistic regression to examine breastfeeding duration with breastfeeding supports by the child care provider and then adjusted for all covariates. And so in our next slide, this just shows the percentage of babies cared for in the various settings. And from our overall sample, across surveys, we found about 20%, 18 to 20%, were cared for in a private home with no other children. A private home with other children ranged between 15 and 30%, and then about, again, 15 to 37% for those children cared for in a daycare or childcare setting. The majority of mothers in the IFPS2 sample intended to breastfeed and had ever breastfed above 80%. About 40% reported breastfeeding for greater than or equal to 6 months, and then only about 18% breastfed for greater than or equal to 12 months. And so in this next slide, we have our study flow diagram. Our total sample consisted of about 3,033 mothers. And then after eliminating missing neonatal information and then excluding missing follow-up to those neonatal surveys, and as well, we separated out the infants who were cared for in their home and then those babies cared for outside their home. We then excluded the mothers who never breastfed, as well as those missing exposure variables and missing outcome variables. We are left with 526 mothers in this final sample for the study, and this includes private homes as well as child care centers. And then in this next slide, we have the percentage of child care providers who supported breastfeeding in each of the different ways. And so feeding pump milk to the baby, about 78%. allowing the mother to breastfeed before or after work at 86%, allowing the mothers to breastfeed during lunch or other breaks, about 85%, thawing and preparing bottles of pump milk, 86%, and then keeping extra milk in the freezer, about 73%. And these are the characteristics that we found significant. We found that marital status was found to be significant for those mothers who breastfed greater than or equal to 12 months. Workplace support was also found to be significant. Education, as well as the infant's medium age and weeks when they were first cared for outside of their home. And so in these next three slides, I'm going to go over which supports have the most impact. And so we thought, because mothers who intend to breastfeed may actually go and look for a child care provider who provides breastfeeding support, we wanted to limit reverse causality. We actually conducted a stratified analysis by breastfeeding intention. And so, again, these next three slides show the child care provider supports that were statistically significant with breastfeeding duration greater than or equal to 12 months among mothers who received the support versus those mothers who did not. So looking at our first child care provider support to feed pump milk to the baby, among mothers who intended to breastfeed and reported having this support, 19% of them breastfed greater than or equal to 12 months versus only 10 among mothers without this support. Our second child care provider support to allow mothers to breastfeed before or after work. Among mothers who intended to breastfeed and reported having this support, 20% of them breastfed greater than or equal to 12 months versus 8% who did not have the support. And then the fourth child care provider support to thaw and prepare pump milk if needed. Among mothers who intended to breastfeed and reported having this child care provider support, about 20% of them breastfed greater than or equal to 12 months versus 7.5% without this support. And then overall, the more breastfeeding support by the child care provider, the more mothers breastfed greater than or equal to 12 months. And we found this dose-response relationship to be significant among mothers who intended to breastfeed. A dose-response analysis about 9.2. And so our next slide looks at the impact of the individual's child care support on breastfeeding duration. And we adjusted for breastfeeding intention and all of the other covariates. And so among the five individual supports, child care provider support to feed pump milk is the only item that shows a significant impact on breastfeeding duration. And specifically, mothers with child care provider support to feed pump milk were about two times more likely to breastfeed greater than or equal to 12 months than those without this support. We also examined the overall child care provider support on breastfeeding duration, again as a categorical variable, and compared with mothers who reported low breastfeeding support from their child care provider, mothers with a high overall support were about four times more likely to breastfeed for greater than or equal to 12 months. And we actually did find some similar findings with our secondary analysis. And if anyone has any questions, I can also share that after the session. And there are definitely some study limitations. The sample is not nationally representative, and all the data is reported by the mother. The child care supports only represents the perceptions of the mothers. However, there are some study strengths, and this is a very large longitudinal study on infant feeding. An extensive questionnaire was developed and a very short recall period, and there's a relatively high response rate over time. The sample is well distributed throughout the U.S., and detailed data collection allowed us to control for a large range of confounding factors. So in conclusion, mothers with child care provider support to feed pump milk are about 2 times more likely to breastfeed greater than or equal to 12 months. And then mothers of infants with a high child care breastfeeding support throughout the first year were about 4 times more likely to breastfeed greater than or equal to 12 months than those mothers with a low child care provider support. And we found that multiple supports at the child care provider are needed to improve breastfeeding duration. And looking at our further steps, more research is needed on the child care provider support and breastfeeding. Standards for the state to regulate breastfeeding support at child care facilities, and then an implementation guidance for how to put those policies into place. And I'd like to thank my co-investigators in this. They also work at the Division of Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Obesity, Dr. Rosie Lee and Dr. Scanlon, and my contact information is there if you have any further questions. Thank you.